אתם יודעים למה כולם כל כך אוהבים?
Do you know why old folks are the best tellers of legends? It's because a legend is the cleverest thing on earth. Everything in the world changes, but true legends always stay. Legends are filled with so much wisdom that to tell them, a person needs to see things that others miss. It takes a long, long time to gain so much wisdom. That's why older folks often tell legends better than anyone else. As it is written in the greatest, most ancient magical book, the Book of Zohar, an old person is one who has acquired wisdom. Children love to listen to legends because their imaginations can open them up to wonderful new ideas and truths. Sometimes they might not have known these ideas without hearing about them in legends. And children who grow up and continue to see what others cannot acquire more and more wisdom. Such people always remain like children, wise children, even as grown-ups. That is what the Book of Zohar teaches us.
La 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 la
Dear friends, in this Yeshivat Chavarim, we will go out on a journey to build a prayer towards the Congress in Europe. And now we will go on and sit in circles of five.
חברים אהובים, אנחנו מתכנסים עכשיו ביחד ו
we're now coming together
לעבר הלב המשותף שלנו וממשיכים
into our mutual heart
במסע שעכשיו התחלנו
and we'll continue on the journey we started.
היה קוסם אחד.
There was once a great magician, kind, generous and good-hearted. But specifically because he was so good-hearted, he didn't know who to give, with whom to share, who to bestow all his good to. He was missing someone to play with, to whom to relate, somebody that will pay attention and to relate to him. Something or someone that he himself is missing. An attitude from someone. Because it's very sad to be alone. What will he do? He thought, if I will create a rock, maybe a pebble, small but pretty, Maybe it'll be enough for me. I'll gently hold it and pet it and feel it is always by my side. And then we will be together, the pebble and I, because it's very sad to be alone. He waved his magic stick and chuck! A pretty little pebble rested in the good magician's hand. He pet the smooth little pebble and wrapped it lovingly in his warm palm. He spoke lovingly to it, but the pebble did not answer. It stayed there, in his hand, motionless and silent. And worst of all, whether it was beaten or pet, it did not return any love or any response. He thought, is this a good way to treat a good magician? How come the sweet-looking pebble isn't responding? Maybe there's something wrong with it. Maybe I should make more pebbles. Maybe they'll be friendlier and return my friendship. So the magician made more pebbles, then larger stones, rocks, hills, mountains, and the earth, and even the whole universe. But they were all like the first pebble. They didn't move, they didn't speak, and they didn't respond at all. And once again, he felt how sad it was to be alone. In his sadness, he wondered, maybe I should make a plant instead. Yes, a very beautiful flower. I'll water it. I'll give it lots of fresh air, beam down warm sunshine, and play sweet music to it. And then the plant will be so happy, and then we'll both be happy, because it's very sad to be alone. The good magician waved his magic stick again, and a pretty little flower appeared right next to his chair. He was so happy he began to dance around it. But the flower wouldn't dance with him. It wouldn't sing. It wouldn't even pay attention. All it did was grow when he watered it, and shrivel when he didn't. This was not nearly enough for such a good-hearted magician who wanted to give his heart and soul to his friend, the flower. Again, the magician wondered, is this a good way? Is this the way to treat a good magician? How come this pretty little flower isn't responding? Maybe I should make more flowers. Perhaps they will return my friendship. So the magician made all kinds of plants, meadows with carpets of red, yellow, and blue flowers, groves and forests, vast savannas and dense jungles. But no matter what kind of plant he made, they all behaved like the first flower. Once again, the good magician was alone and sad. Realizing that the situation called for special action, the magician sat on his magic thinking rock. And he thought and thought and thought some more until he had a wonderful idea. I know, he said. I'll make an animal. What kind of an animal? Maybe a dog? Yes, a dog. I'll make a cute little puppy that'll always be with me. I'll take it for walks and play with it, and when I return to my castle, the dog will jump for joy and wiggle its tail to greet me. Because it's very sad to be alone. Yes, the magician smiled to himself. The dog and I will be very happy together. Hopeful, the magician waved his magic stick and chuck, a cute little puppy rested in his hands exactly as he had pictured it. The good magician was elated. He fed the dog, cuddled and caressed its soft curly fur. He took it on walks and even gave it bubble baths. For sure, this was the most spoiled puppy ever. But after some time, the magician realized that a dog's love was not the kind of love that he wanted. A dog just wants to sit next to its owner and obey its owner. The magician was very sad to see that even such a cute little puppy that played so cheerfully and followed him wherever he went still couldn't return all the good-heartedness that he wanted to give it. He realized that a dog just couldn't be the kind of friend that he was looking for. It couldn't understand the things that he did for it, how he cared for it, and everything he gave it. The dog could not appreciate all that, and this is what the magician really needed, a friend who would appreciate his kindness and heart. As with the pebble and the flower, the magician made many other kinds of animals. Beetles, fish, snakes, monkeys, birds, and bears, but still not a single animal could understand him and the friend he was seeking. Again, the magician was sad and very much alone.
Workshop question. Let's describe the sadness of the magician. Do we know this feeling even a little bit? Let's describe this sadness that the magician felt. Do we know and feel this feeling even in a small amount?
Let's
depict the sadness and the sorrow of the magician. The magician was sad. I think everyone feels this feeling. Sometimes a feeling comes to a person when he's alone or not alone, and he just feels that nobody understands him, that he's disconnected, that he's not connected to the friends.
Many times we can feel this feeling from these desires for spirituality. We are weak and lonely in the world and inside of us. How much we yearn to connect more desires like these to us, so we can truly feel this connection with the Creator. And as much as we feel it more between us, we feel how He yearns, how it's missing for the Creator.
This feeling of the magician comes from him having all the potential to convey his love to whatever he wants, and they aren't developed enough, intelligent enough to give the right feedback in return. Meaning to see the fruits of everything that he invested, not even in the dog, that it comes to a pretty high level that plays with him. Apparently we still need to break into something new, something that the Creator for him to be able to dwell in us.
When we read the text now, in the beginning I didn't understand anything. I just thought before that, I thought we read some kind of some kind of fairy tale, but then I realized we are reading Rav's book that Rav wrote in Russian in the original form, but Rav wrote it, I remember he wrote it from his own feeling, but for now I don't feel the sorrow that he writes about, sorrow of the Creator. It's very sad to be alone, that anyone can relate to that. But what is this misery? Truly.
This sorrow comes from there being so many creatures and so few people that can be similar to that force that created us. And I think that from that we'll come to prayer or request that after all there will be millions soon, we'll be able to delight the magician.
From what you just spoke about, I have this feeling that may resemble this, that we can relate to. When we entered this wisdom, and we wanted to spread it and tell it to everyone we know, very innocently, all of a sudden you realize that you try to explain the most basic things, yet the person in front of you doesn't understand anything. He doesn't have this radar sensor to understand what you're telling him.
And we need to give thanks and appreciate for being given this opportunity to feel that same feeling that's depicted in the magician. As the creator wants to delight his creatures, be in connection with them, aspire to being as people that are able to build this connection with him.
To overcome, to reach the degree of the magician, this is our goal. In this we need to qualify ourselves. We need to exit ourselves towards the friends. And once again, the magician turned to his thinking rock to determine what to do. He thought and thought and thought really hard. This time, he had a whole plan worked out. He realized that a true friend must be someone who would search for him as much as he was searching. Someone who would want to find him as much as he wanted to find his friend. Then, after some more thinking, he said to himself, a friend must be someone like me, who does what I do, and loves the way I love. That's the only way he could really understand me. But to be like me, he would have to understand and appreciate what I am giving to him.
How do we return love to the magician? How do we return love to the magician? This is like parents and children. What do we need to do? We need to be good kids. We need to do what the Creator wants of us. To give him contentment, to unite, to do all these, to disseminate, to do what's demanded of us by the Kabbalists. That's the main thing.
We need to understand that a magician is a system. It's nature. It's not a person or an individual. So to be like him is to be an equivalence of form, to adjust my own qualities to his qualities. Adjust my system to the system of bestow, and with this equivalence of form, we bring him joy, if you can say that.
I think this is a different degree from what we... Somehow in this allegory, it's like we don't have a...
אולי מה שהכי קרוב לזה זה לרצות.
Maybe the closest thing to this is wanting to do it. How sad it is to be the magician. I want to love him, and I'm unable to do it. That we want to be in the same form, that we want to do something for him, and we have no idea what it means, but we want to be that way.
אם הוא רוצה שנרגיש את האהבה
If he wants us to feel his love
שכולם ירגישו את זה
That everyone would feel it that as many many more people will feel this And Kabbalists tell us it's felt between us when we try to unite and bestow to one another and love one another. Then we feel the love of the Creator that wants to be revealed. With the efforts for connection between us, wanting to disseminate the greatness of the Creator, to as many people as possible to open as many hearts as we can. This is how we return his love to him.
When we appreciate the qualities of the magician, his entirely abundance of love, and thanks to him we can reveal, discover the love that he gives to us, that we can be aware of it, because in our lives, like in imagination, as it's in this depiction, there's no reaction from what we're given. We just kind of we take it for granted.
לרצות אהבה בשביל
must want love for the sake of the friends and then there to feel his love
אני מתוך הצורות שלי
for my own troubles
לא מתוקנת
my uncorrected self I see this image which doesn't resemble what we just read in the story where the creator loves me and I don't want his love I think the image is opposite that I want it but the creator doesn't want it as if I have a desire and I ask and he doesn't give me I think the Creator wants us to overcome these disturbances.
וכך הבריקה מחשבה במוחו של הקוסם. אולי אדם
And so, the magician had a brilliant idea. Why don't I make a man? Yes, what a great idea. He could be my true friend. He could be just like me. If I make him just right, he will love what I love and appreciate what I give him. He'll need a little bit of help and then we'll be very happy because we'll never be alone. But to be happy, the magician knew his friend would first need to feel like what it is to be alone and without a friend. Once again, the magician waved his wand and a man appeared next to him. A man who doesn't feel that there's a magician in his world. Sees only houses and fields and plants and animals, the wind, the heavens, and so forth, a full world of wonders. But how does a person for whom it is good that has a computer and soccer, football, suddenly want to connect to the magician, to love him, to be his friend, to be close to him, and to himself tell the magician to come, that we will be happy together because it's very sad to be alone without you. And then, The time came when the magician from afar quietly, gradually waved his wand and called the heart of man. And a person just thought that he himself started looking for something and doesn't know that the magician is the one that's calling him to come, that together we will be happy. And then the magician waves his wand again, and the man began to think, wait, there's a magician. Very interesting. And he starts to think about the fact that with the magician, together they'll be happy. Another wave of the wand. And a person feels in his heart that somewhere there's a wonderful tower, a tower full of wonders and treasures in which the magician is hiding and waiting, because both of them are very sad to be alone. But where is this tower? How can we come to it? What is the path? He asks himself, confused and sad. How do we meet the magician? How do I find him? For the man to be as wise as the magician, as powerful and good-hearted, loving his friend, the magician has to teach him how to do the same wonders he himself could do. But for that, the wave of the wand is not enough. To come to be like the magician, for this a person must attain himself. A person must attain this himself. To help him, the magician gently and secretly leads him to an ancient magical book called the Book of Zohar. This book taught the man the way to the high tower in the faraway land.
The man rushed to meet his friend, the magician. He wanted to tell him, "Hello, I've come to be with you. I know we will be happy together." But when the man reached the tower, he discovered that all around it was a high wall, surrounded by scary guards. They pushed him away every time he tried to approach and wouldn't let the man and the magician meet, much less be together. And the more the man insisted, the tougher and more forceful the guards became. They had no mercy. The man was in despair. His dear friend, the magician, was hidden in the tower. The gates were locked, the wall was high, and the mean guards kept pushing him away. No one could enter, and no one could leave the tower. The man thought, "What am I going to do if I cannot be together? How will we be ever will be happy together? Why do you call me? I am alone." And if a man has patience, from all the different blows, he becomes braver and stronger and wiser. and he learns by himself to do wonders and magic and to invent different actions like a magician can. And then
the
gates open towards the tower, and then the magician hurries and meets him and says, come, two of us together, we will have a good time. Silent workshop. Let's take a few moments and remember those moments that we felt this chuck, that the magician called us to come to him. Let's take a few moments and remind ourselves of those same exact moments where I felt the magician calling me towards him.
מרגישים את הצ'אק?
Do we feel this chuck?
הבורא קורא לנו.
The Creator is calling upon us right now. All the friends in Europe, all the friends in the world, Kli. Right now, he's calling us to open the book in our heart. Come together. He longs for us, wants us to come to him, to pay attention to him. To turn to him. The opportunity ahead of us in the Congress is our opportunity to give back, to show him that we're ready, that we also don't want to be alone anymore, that we want to connect, that we want to be together with the magician, that we want to feel this chuck in our hearts all time, and that he will feel it in his heart too, that he will feel that we, the friends, love him and are willing to always move towards him. Let's do this together. Let's do this in the coming Congress. Together.
Ashkelon.
Ashkelon.
Achim Yakarim.
Dear friends, brothers, after all of us heard the story, and it's not a story, we felt this chuck one time after another, after each word written by our Rav. I felt together with my friends that the Creator is calling upon us to stop hesitating and take the opportunity and move forward, because he's really waiting. I'm turning to all our dear and beloved friends from the world, Kli, and the folks from Europe that are preparing full force for the Congress. And the Congress, too, is kind of a chuck. It's an opportunity the Creator has given us to take it and go for the connection. I'm sitting with the guys here, and it's not me talking. It's the whole Ashkelon group as one man in one heart, addressing the whole world, Kli, all the friends. Dear friends, we're already on the path. The Creator is already waiting. Let's just put in the effort. Make this attack and not fall to weakness. With such great friends as we have, there's nothing to be afraid of, and simply attack and hug the Creator. L'chaim, brothers, l'chaim.
New York. We're giving so much gratitude. אנחנו מצאים ממש בהודעה שהבורא הביאו אותנו לפה לדרך הזה, שמגלה לנו להיות כמו קוסם.
We're filled with gratitude for the Creator, this magician, to bring us to this feeling. Like the friend said, we have opportunities. We have the Congress, which is a great opportunity for connection, opportunity to bestow. And we need to be grateful that we are in such an environment, such a society. L'chaim.
Giuseppe.
Friends, what can I add after this such giants? After the friends of Ashkelon, after the friends of New York, after what Petah Tikva, the friends, as I said, I have only to make a little effort to connect more and more, connect more and more with you, with European friends, with my friends, with you, my brother. I don't want to stay here alone in my house and nothing happens. So after tomorrow, on Wednesday, I arrive in Petah Tikva and I stay with you 1 week to connect together, to pray together, to pray together for Europe, for this wonderful Congress, for to pray with you for this wonderful opportunity that the Creator gave us in Europe, in Rome. What we feel is there is a real opportunity to feel the Creator, to reveal the Creator. And this is something that we cannot miss. Only together, friends. Only together. I need to open my heart more and more with you, and stay with you, and embrace you, and feel more the friends, the brothers. Friends, I don't know does it mean that the Creator feel the sorrow, feel the pain because don't see his children. I imagine that he is like a mother that is in search of his daughter, his children, his sons, and there is no much pain than this in the world. Friends, we can make this. We can make this happen. We can make the revelation of the Creator. In Europe, we feel that is very, very near. Something special can happen in the Congress because of this preparation. Never have such preparation for the Congress. Never happen. This is the first time that we feel so deeply something together. And friends, I want to embrace all of you and kiss all of you. We want to stay together. The only way to reveal the Creator is this. I feel that we have a huge opportunity and we have this task. This task not only for us. This task is for all humanity. If we can make this, we can avoid suffering. The shaking of the suffering of the divinity and the suffering of the creature. We can unite the creature and the Creator together in the Congress. So, friends, make together this. Please, make together this. In Europe, in Rome, there will be all the continents, all the strength of the world clear. And the Rav will help us to reveal finally the Creator. Lechaim, friends. See you soon, friends. Wednesday, we stay together. See you soon, friends.
Dear friends, I wish to continue Giuseppe's prayer and all the friends that were before him. All this, Yeshivat Chavarim, sounds to me like one prayer. I want to add my own part, our part in this prayer, to the next state in our Congress. I wish to ask that we ask the Creator that we will see this Congress not as the next degree of Europe. If you can please, let's see the friends of Europe on screen. It's not the next degree of our friends in Europe. I don't even feel that we have here some kind of vessel that we need to help, which is called Europe, but they don't respond to us. This is how it seems to us. They're lonely, this is how it is, and so forth. How the Creator shows us this game and The question is not about the friends in Europe. The question is about 110, one world kli. And if we're ready to hear the Creator's call and to take all the required arvut to our friends. We depend on the friends in Europe like they depend on us because we're 110. You see friends sitting, each one seemingly in his own screen, but they are putting in such efforts to connect to this Congress. And I just pray for the Creator that He opens our hearts and eyes to feel that we are one group. Group that is going to enter our next degree, one united world kli, and we in this arvut between us, we can fill all the gaps of culture and time and space and distances. We can give such arvut on behalf of all the world kli, and to feel the deficiency of these great friends in our hearts, and to wanting to receive the arvut from them, and be in one request from now on till the Congress and during the Congress, a request for the Creator. For the Creator to open our hearts, open our eyes, and that we will see that we are one vessel, 110, with these great friends of ours in Europe. There's no differences. We're one group that asks of the Creator to be revealed to the friends. This is what we ask for. Let's be in this prayer, friends. Quietly, now, as one, let's ask this of the Creator.
הנה מה טוב ומה נעים, שבת אחים גם יחד. הנה מה טוב ומה נעים, שבת אחים גם יחד. הנה מה טוב, שבת אחים גם יחד.
Нехай мне Барух!
Хай!